flavor is everywhere.
From text to mechanics.
Spicy pulls.
Salty plays.
The sweet taste of victory.
And the bitter sting of defeat.
It can lead to sour faces.
And umami friendships.
But all these flavors bring people together.
For a gathering.
A potluck of creativity, skill, and above all,
magic. Welcome to Flavor Profiles. I'm Nat.
And I'm Matt.
And today we're talking about something that is very appropriate for this past week. For me personally, we are talking about toxic and infect, a little bit of food poisoning. I don't think I had food poisoning. I think I had norovirus because it had been going around my house and I thought I had escaped it. But I'm pretty sure that's what I had, because otherwise that was like the worst food poisoning I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh no. And then the week before that, I'm like, our house got hit by the flu.
Yeah. But mostly also, better. Also, I played a game this weekend, a magic game this weekend, where someone played a toxic card, a card that had toxic on it. I was like, oh yeah, you know, this is still relevant. People are still playing toxic and infect. And my brother actually brought a infect deck as his modern deck when he went to Chicago, which was off meta. And he did not win the Secret Lair Showdown, but he had fun. He enjoyed himself.
I played the deck that you made me, the Finn the Fangbearer, this weekend.
Nice.
I took that up to Punt City and I was like, we're going to be doing this next week. It's been a couple months. I need to dust off the villain.
Yes. I built Matt I got Matt as a Secret Santa thing two years ago. I built a Finn the Fangbearer deck, some good old Death Touch Infect.
It is wild. It is infectious. And being that Punk City was a CDH tournament, and so anyone on break was kind of just hanging out in the casual area, they're like, oh, we can handle this.
Yeah, we can play Infect. So the card I saw this weekend, which I honestly don't remember. It was from All Will Be One, which was the Phyrexian set that came out last year. Mm-hmm. This card is yikes. The card is Tyrannix Rex.
Oh, yeah.
It costs a lot of mana. It's 7 mana, 3 of that being green, but it's an 8/8 with this spell can't be countered, but also has Ward 4, Trample Haste, and Toxic 4.
The little guy?
The problem is, this was played in a Volo deck, so a token copy of this came in as well. So there were 2 of these, which if you add that together is Toxic 8.
Yeah, that'll do it. I use that in my Luka Bound to Ruin Oathbreaker deck, and it is fun when you can just drop that for pretty much free with a Cryptic Gateway.
The fact that they put this spell can't be countered in Ward 4 on one card. I know, everyone's been talking about Voha, you know, the wolf, and they're like, oh, the Ward 3 is too strong. This card can't be countered and has Ward 4. Mm-hmm. What?
It's nothing to worry about. I mean, what's it going to do? It's got a big head and little arms.
And it's an 8/8 with trample. So unless you have like a giant creature on the board, you're getting hit with it, which is a problem because it has toxic.
You're getting hit right away when that hits the board.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's an 8/8 with trample, which means, you know, like unless you have an 8/8 yourself, even if you take 1 point of combat damage, you're getting toxic 4. You are getting 4 poison counters. Like, card is crazy.
Yeah, and it's in green. Like, you're not... That's going to get ramped out really fast.
Crazy.
You want one, don't you?
Of that card? Oh, yeah. I want it now. I'll talk about how disgusting it is all day, but I will still play it.
So much fun.
Okay, so where did... we talked about this a little bit, like, before we started the podcast, but to, like, catch everybody up to speed, where did Poison even come from?
So that's what was kind of interesting when I was digging around in Scryfall, and I thought, all right, what was the first card to mention Poison counters? And it looks like it was a card called Leeches from Homeland. So back in 1995-ish, maybe. Wait, when was Homeland? It was 95. Wow. Okay, so yeah, Homeland's in 1995. And it's a sorcery that says target player loses all poison. And Leeches deals one damage to that player for each poison counter removed in this way. And the art is pretty much what you'd expect. An individual laying down on a table with a bunch of leeches on them, and then someone, either a wizard or a doctor, using them. And it's flavorful mechanically. It's does exactly what the medical use of leeches would do. The only problem is, when this card came out, there was nothing that I could see that gave poison. They didn't come out till the following year with Crypt Cobra in Mirage. And that card was 3 and a black for a 3/3. And the text was, if Crypt Cobra attacks and is not blocked, defending player gets a poison count. If any player has 10 or more poison counters, he or she loses. And this appears to be, I think, the first instance, not just doling out poison counters, but stating how many you need. This is where the 10, but talk about telegraph. What's a poison counter?
Yeah. I like leeches. I think that's such a cool card. Mm-hmm. I wish there were better ways, like, for it to be played. Obviously, like, unless infect is, like, a common thing, which I feel like it still isn't. Like, the card just isn't
not
as
really
good.
People are playing it. Like, last year we had it because of all the Phyrexians with Toxic coming around. People were talking recently about using poison counters. There's always the debate of 10. Should it stay at 10 or should it be more? I mean, if you have the right deck, I think leeches could be fun. Because honestly, played at the right time, say someone's down to 6 life and has 6 poison counters. There's your 6 damage. You can finish. You're just healing them.
Yeah.
It's tough love. No. It's side effects with the medication.
Yeah, exactly. I can't say I've ever really... I mean, I built that deck for you, but, like, I haven't ever really played Infect myself. When I first started playing, I was not online. I was playing, you know, at the kitchen table. And Infect was kind of frowned upon for, like, my home commander pods. So that was kind of one of the things that nobody was really allowed to play, like, as kind of like a home rule. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really played like an Infect deck. I still, at one point, I think, want to build a Caramonix, the Rat King deck, which has Toxic and gives your rats Toxic. And the idea is, like, you're building a rat deck. So, I mean, if I end up building that deck, then I guess that would be, like, my Infect poison Toxic deck. But I don't know. I never really was like,
ooh. So I'm digging around some more, and it looks like there was stuff that came out before Leeches. It's just they were reprinted already several times by the time that set came out.
Okay.
But it's not much. So there was Pit Scorpion in Legends, and that's in black. There was Marsh Viper in the Dark, which was when I started playing. And then there was Serpent Generator, which this is kind of fun. It was in Legends. It's an artifact. Put a poison snake token into play when you pay for and tap it. Treat it as a 1/1 artifact creature. And whenever a poison snake damages a player, they get a poison counter. So there were 3 things that could give you poison before leeches.
Okay.
But it was still after leeches. There was still a year before anything else came out that gave poison. So it was slow. It was slowly ingested into the bloodstream.
And I wonder what their thought process was behind changing it from Infect to Toxic. If they felt like the -1/-1 counters that go alongside of Infect were just too much, so they decided that Toxic was a better way to do that. Or, you know, because I feel like Infect as a word still could have worked in the Phyrexian sets that came out last year, but they actively decided to change it to Toxic, which was slightly different from Invect. So,
no, I'd be kind of curious to see the background. I wonder if there was maybe a blog post by Morrow giving the designer insight.
Yeah.
And I won't lie, I'm kind of partial to Infect, Toxic over Infect, unless I have a way to remove 1/1 counters.
I like Toxic more because it's like one less thing you have to think about. I'm always for making things more like streamlined, more like easier for players, because there's just so much out there trying to remember, oh, okay, well, the creature's getting -1/-1, and you know, like you're also trampling over the infect. Like it's just, it's too much. And I feel like Toxic just makes it so much more straightforward, where it's like, all right, if I deal combat damage to you, then you get 3 poison counters, you know, like it's just much more straightforward.
Spelled out in a clearer manner. You don't have to worry about trying to scramble to accommodate, oh, well, these also counters or whatnot. What do you feel about the 10 versus 10 is enough for poison? Do you think it should be more with regards to commander? Do you think it should be?
You know, I had a lot of thoughts about this when the Phyrexian sets came out last year, but I feel like, again, I'm not seeing it as much. So I feel like 10 can be reasonable.
I feel if you're playing as the individual who's doling out poison counters, you're going to be targeted pretty by the table unless someone's a bigger threat. And the game ends, it means you get another.
Yeah.
I'm okay with 10. I think 20 is almost too much. And at 20, we already have commander damage
going. Yeah.
If someone wanted to rule 0 like 15 for commander game of it. I think as is, as written, perfectly okay. The real problem starts when proliferate.
Yeah. I feel like it's one of those things that could be rule 0'd. You know, if you're playing an infect toxic deck and you know your deck is very, very strong and can get that infect toxic out really fast, where people like just don't have the opportunity to really defend themselves against getting those 10 poison counters right away, then maybe like take the initiative in your rule 0 talk and be like, oh, hey, you know, this is really fast. In fact, if we want to move up the poison, you know, limits to 15 or 20, it would probably be a good idea because of XYZ. But, you know, like if you just have like little like 1/1 infect creatures and there's not really a lot of proliferate, like then it's like not as like, you know, just keep it at 10. And again, it just kind of depends on how fast you want your game to be. Like, you know, if you're all playing higher power, want a fast game, and you are playing one of those fast infect poison decks, then keep it at 10. So I think it's one of those situations where it's a lot of like, I don't know, just communicating with your pod.
Which is so important in any game, regardless of what deck. And it's a social format. You got to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite card that gives out poison counters? Or a favorite card for fitting into a deck leveraging poison? It doesn't have to be the poisonous.
I mean, okay, this is going to come to the shock of absolutely nobody. My pick would be Decimator Web. It's an artifact, 4 mana, and then you do 4 mana and tap. Target opponent loses 2 life, gets a poison counter, then puts the top 6 cards of his or her library into their graveyard.
So there it is.
it's got best of both worlds. People get a poison counter and they mill. So
this is my shocked face.
Yeah,
I was waiting for it. I'm like, I don't recognize this card. Where? Oh, there it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great card just by itself to, you know, pay some mana and have someone mill 6 and lose 2 life. But to add a poison counter on top of that, sure, why not?
Pretty fair. Oh. Decimator Web. Pretty inexpensive. I am going to have to pick one of them up.
Yeah, it's like 2 cents, y'all. Go get it.
Oh, I have an idea. The one I really like was from All Will Be One. I use it in my Oathbreaker deck, but Venerated Rot Priest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 1 green for a 1/2, a toxic 1. But whenever a creature you control becomes the target of a spell, target opponent gets a poison counter. Like you commit a crime, this is what happens.
You commit a crime.
Don't target my stuff. You won't like it. It bites back. And then I will say that sort of the MVP, whenever I've played with poison and you put it in Finn is evolution sync.
Yeah.
So whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, proliferate. Everyone gets another poison.
Yeah.
That did not last long on the board.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet not.
You started this.
Yeah. Well, and we talked a little bit about the new one that came out in Karlov Manor, Persuasive Interrogators, which is the 6 mana with 2 black in that 5/6 Gorgon detective creature. When it enters the battlefield, you investigate. And then whenever you sacrifice a clue, target opponent gets 2 poison counters. So
that is a fun card.
Yeah.
And with all the clue generation from murders and just the support to clues in general, that could get dangerous fast. I mean, it's costly, but if you have a way to bring that back, I mean, you're already playing in black if you're using that at the minimum. So there's a way to return it.
Yeah. And I mean, who knows? Like if you got like an engine going and you have a bunch of clues and you might even be able to, you know, if people are tapped out, you might even be able to get this out and end up winning on the same turn if you can have the mana resources to or sack outlets to sack those clues.
I mean, by the time you have, if you're casting that with a straight 6 mana, I mean, you might have enough additional resources you could leverage to start cracking clues.
I mean, and there are cards that let you sacrifice artifacts without paying any mana. So you could even just sacrifice the clues to those. But you would need to, you know, if you have 3, so that you would need 30 poison counters. So you would need 15 clues out in order to win with this. The turn it comes out, which is very doable in today's kind of quote unquote meta of the clue food treasure team trio, the three musketeers.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I just went blank on the artifact that if you create one, you create them all.
Academy Manufacturer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've not had enough coffee today because we were up so late playing D&D. Yeah. But yeah, you've got plenty of options with it. And options is a good way to look at using poison because every slice of the color pie has it after the Phyrexian. And what's nice is it seems to really fit in with the traditional elements of each color of mana. Like white, for example, a lot of the toxic, like Mite Overseer, all the mites, because you get all the 1/1s with toxic ones. So you're creating all the kind of the white weenies. For black, it's a lot of it's tied to sacrifice. What is it? Kinzu, the legendary creature, Phyrexian Vampire, where you create, let's see, whenever, let me find. Here we go. Whenever another non-token creature you control dies, you may pay 2 life and exile it and then create a token that's a copy with toxic one. We already talked about some of the rather large creatures in green. We've got spells in red. And then what do we have in blue? We got a couple more instants and sorceries that will grant toxic to target creatures. Or here's one, Distorted Curiosity. Costs 2 less to cast if an opponent has 3 or more poison counters. So getting poison to everyone ends up being more of a benefit.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's something for everyone.
Yes.
One that I always kind of think back, going around the color pie, back to mono white, Phyrexian Unlife. You don't lose the game for having 0 or less life, and as long as you have 0 or less, all damage is dealt as source head.
It's like you get 10 additional life. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Fun. It's a nice life extender. It's like an it's like a lose con.
It's a lose con.
Yeah. It's not a win con, but it also prolongs the game just a little bit.
It's true. Yeah.
I kind of lump that in there with things like 9 life.
Yeah.
I haven't come up with a better name than lose con.
Lose cons. Yeah, I mean, that's about accurate. That's what I would call them. I mean, there's like a couple commanders that deal with infect. I mean, we talked about Finn, but I mean, there's not a whole lot of options that kind of legendary wise.
You got Finn. One that always I feel comes up. I know, I'm pretty sure Alan has a deck with it. Mental Misplay, the Itali, Primal Conqueror, the Flip Itali.
Oh, yeah. Apparently that is kind of strong in CEDH right now.
You flip that, it's an 11/11 trample indestructible and deals combat. Whenever it deals combat damage to a player, they get that many poison.
Yeah, so
I mean, it's 9 colorless and then green for 1 green Phyrexian to transform. as a sorcery. 5 and 2 red to get it on the board. I mean, you're in red, so you already have CDH. You'd have a stack of treasures for sure.
Yeah.
To get you. I got 15 legendaries, and that includes 3 planeswalkers. They're all relatively recent.
Well, I know some of them have toxic, but some of them don't, or like toxic or infect, but some of them just like they, even though they have it, like it doesn't really do anything for like, you know, the rest of. So like, for example, Skithrix, the Blight Dragon, which is a legendary creature. It has infect, but like it doesn't do anything for like your the rest. It, like it doesn't have like an infect synergy like in the card, like if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
Whereas like you look at something more recent, you look at like Vishgrass, the Doomhive, which, you know, it has toxic, but. Like the last line says, Vishgrav gets +1/+1 for each poison counter your opponents have. So it like assumes that you are running kind of like an infect poison toxic synergy in your deck.
I also think of Karamonix, the Rat King.
Yeah, that's the one that I was thinking about building that that would kind of be my infect deck, like if I had an infect deck.
Infect and relentless rats.
Yeah, just rats. Although when I build it, I don't want to just use relentless rats or like those multiple rats. Like I want to try to use like as many different rats as I possibly can.
I think that would be fun. And there are a lot of options.
Yeah. Just to make it a little more fun, you know?
Yeah. I like that. Well, you and I each wanted to build a rat deck. You wanted to do Karamonix and I wanted to do the Rakdos Pied Piper.
And then I felt like everyone was building rat decks. And then I was like, oh, I don't want to build this. But now that like I haven't really seen a rat deck, I'm like, okay, I'll build this now.
We even have 2 commanders that are protection from poison. Well, really, it's 1 character in 2 cards, Malira. We have the original, from New Phyrexia, where you can't get poison counters. 1 counters on them. Creatures you control lose infects. Nice little stack of mechanics. And you had Malira, the Living Curer. That if you would get 1 or more, you just get 1 and you can't get additional that. But those are just super situational.
Yeah. And I don't know if I would ever run that as a commander.
No, like maybe during the time of the Phyrexian War, I might, because people might be playing more of them. But there's not really much to do with those unless there was...
I feel like they're like in the 99, even like if you were playing against a lot of toxic, like I feel like those are in the 99 cards. Like they're more of like protection than they are like, oh, I'm going to cast this as my commander kind of, you know.
And they're cheap costs. They're both CMC2. The latest one is in Selesnya Originals.
Yeah.
One that has kind of it's not what I'd call a full toxic infect synergy, but the Venser Corpse Puppet as the triggers, if you do proliferate, always help eat up the game by giving more. And every time you proliferate, you can choose either a legendary 3/3 colorless Phyrexian Golem artifact or have target artifact creature gain flying and life. It's not a lot, but if you wanted, like if you're building like a simple, quick kind of budget deck, I don't know how many Golem synergies you have.
Well, I was going to say you could at least play artifact creatures that have infect, because there are quite a few artifact creatures that have infect, and then you could end up, you know, basically focusing less on the first choose and then basically just choosing to give them flying and lifelink to try to fly over your opponents to deal that toxic or infect. That's how I would build it.
Yeah. Is it not the most interesting? There might be some fun cards that people haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, but I wouldn't build it. But if I did, that's how I would build
it. Weird art. Yeah. What I do love, though, is like using infect and toxic in Oathbreaker.
I do like that. I like that a lot.
I think it's a good format to use it. You're already playing smaller decks, smaller life totals, faster games. You've got a Johnny Sleeper Agent, Luca Bound to Ruin, and Vraska Betrayal Sting. 3 fun cards, really flavorful, lots of opportunities and options. The Luca was the first Oathbreaker deck I built. A blast. It's just cool creatures and
stuff. Yeah, I do like Infect and Oathbreaker. I think that, I don't know. I think when it's a smaller format and there's less life and there's less cards, it just makes it a little bit easier to play Infect because, I mean, there's not a whole lot of cards that deal with poison. I mean, there's a decent amount, but there's not like a lot. So I feel like smaller formats are good for that.
It's fun for, it's a quick, fun game.
Yeah.
And it's something unique. Like with Oathbreaker, there's a lot of really creative builds in the format. Mm. Everyone brings a little bit of themselves to it, or something very niche or one-off that someone has filed, or a unique mechanic that's only been in like two sets, and they can make it work.
Yeah, it is true.
Wondering how much more we're than a CD. Poison counters have been around since the 90s, since the early days of Magic.
Yeah.
And the latest we had, I mean, after March of the Machine, there was the gap until Murders with the Persuasive Interrogation. That was the only
one. Yeah. I feel like if we get any in the near future, based on sets that we know are coming, I feel like maybe in the horror set that comes out at the end of the year, possibly.
I was thinking Assassin's Creed.
Oh, Assassin's Creed could also, with the poison. I could
not
see that.
Not a lot, but maybe like a couple. Mm. I think you're right with the horror set at the end of the year. I don't think we'll see anything in Bloomburrow. None of the creature archetypes really seem to have a tide of poison, so I doubt we'll see it. It might be something. I mean, we already have 170 something cards with either toxic, infect, or poison counters in the text. So there's a lot to work with across all the colors and colorless.
Yeah.
They don't really need to rush to print.
Yeah. I mean, especially because I feel like the way they try to balance out how powerful infect and toxic are is by not having as many cards available for people to use. I think that's part of the reason why people aren't playing it as much. I also think part of the reason people aren't playing it as much is because, like I said, my home kitchen group banned Infect when I first started playing with them. So I feel like there's still a lot of players who don't think that as a mechanic, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is fair.
Yeah, which is fair. Like we said, we always preach rule zero. So,
And it's rare any of us is only carrying a single deck somewhere.
Yeah, so true. And if you are, then there's someone else who's not, who would be more than happy to hand you a deck, I'm sure.
That's when the real fun comes in, when you're borrowing.
Yeah. So, that's kind of all I had for today. Poison and Infect. So I'm going to do like a little bit of self-advertising here. Make sure y'all check out our merch. We dropped the links for that a bit ago.
I ordered the tote bag and one of the shirts. The shirt hasn't come in yet. The tote bag came in, and the printing of the logo is phenomenal. I posted a photo of it. I used it when I went to Punt City and threw all my stuff in it. I carry a lot of crap with it. As I was loaded up with snacks, big old water bottle, an extra deck that wouldn't fit in my quiver, it held really strong. It was definitely
good,
worth it.
So check out our merch. Also, Matt and I are guesting on Magic the Dungeoning. We just did a first session yesterday. It's on their, it should be on their Twitch VODs. Mm-hmm. Do they post it on YouTube too? Do you know?
I think they do.
Okay. Well, y'all can do some investigating and find out if they post on YouTube. But Matt and I are doing that. We had one session, and then we have one more coming up here in the next couple of weeks. So make sure you follow us on socials and stuff, and we'll retweet when we're playing that and stuff. Next week, we're going to do a little set review of Thunder Junction. So you don't want to miss out on next week's episode.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There might be a little bit of Yian, a little bit of Han.
So since that's one of our, I guess we'll call like our set reviews, like our flavor reviews, our flavor review episode, they'll probably be a little bit longer than our normal episodes, just because Matt and I really geek out when we talk about lore and new cards. So,
Comfortable, get some popcorn, crack open a sarsaparilla.
Yeah. So that's coming. So yeah.
Ooh, any cons you want to plug coming up?
You can find me coming up here very soon at DreamHack Dallas in end of May.
At the beginning of May, I'll be at Manfest Richmond.
So come find either of us at those two events. If you were interested in going to Dallas, I do have a code. It's Giraffinet. Use that and save money on your ticket. So
DreamHack's a lot of fun. I hear good things about it.
It'll be a swell time. I'm excited. I mean,
you're going to be there, so of course.
Yes, obviously.
We're both just like recovering.
Yeah. My stomach's like digesting the food I just ate, so it's like...
It's like part of it is like, thank you, and part of it is like, oh, help.
Yeah, exactly.
How many poison counters do you have right now?
Zero.
And with that, I think we'll be seeing everyone next time for another episode. Been great having you in our kitchen.
Let us know if you have a favorite flavor on socials.
We can be found on Twitter, YouTube, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are served up.
Just search for Flavor Profiles.
Our music is by Cormac Bluestone.
Thank you for listening.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Nat.
Until next time.
Until next time. Keep cooking, magic.
For those who like delicious flavor, now you can take us with you, even when you can't listen. If you like, you can go to our bonfire, newly minted, and pick up your very own Flavor Profiles t-shirt with our logo. We also have sweatshirts and hoodies and a variety of colors from Bluebird and more. Just in case you might be wanting to hit the farmer's market this weekend, we also added tote bags. Perfect for taking you from booth to booth, picking up everything delicious you want, or carrying around your deck boxes and all your fun purchases at the next MagicCon. I'd say pick it up while supplies last, but they'll be there forever, and they're comfy.